Dozens of protesters showed up outside the Eugene Federal Courthouse yesterday in support of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. This comes after the Trump administration's move to defy a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling reinstating the program. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
The decision to reject new applicants has left many of Abigail Molina's clients frustrated. She's an immigration attorney.
They want a path forward. They want to know that they have a future here. So we're preparing applications even still. We're preparing to fight. There's still ongoing lawsuits in support of DACA. The Supreme Court ruling was just the start. Now it's about forcing this government to follow the law.
Meanwhile, Sammy Alcantar with Citywide Union Day Activistas says it's unfair, especially for frontline healthcare workers.
These youth have brought so much to the community and have helped the community so much in so many different ways. And this is what they want to do to them now after all the work that they have done and accomplished.
Several lawsuits aimed at protecting DACA are pending. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.